Football fans who tune into the NFL's regular season openers on the Fox network this Sunday will see something new, not on the field, but in the commercial breaks. Fox is debuting a series of six-second TV spots in the broadcast. Here's an example, an Old Spice ad that shows a young man's armpit emitting a shower of water.
Tell your armpits to stop crying like a baby with Old Spice Sweat Defense.
Okay, so that's what that was. If you've seen it, Here Now media analyst John Carroll joins us to provide a quick take on this quick format. John, six-second commercials, I feel I've seen them, like, online, but really, there's not enough, like, kibbles and bits out there already?
There might be, but they're called snackable spots, and you can blame the internet for them. The younger viewers especially have gotten used to these non-skippable six-second ads that are in front of YouTube videos called bumper ads.
Right.
And so marketers are looking and saying, maybe this will work on TV, too.
And this is primetime real estate right before the kickoffs.
Right. And there's really two reasons for that. It's pretty smart. One is it's a higher profile debut for them. And two is if they're successful, they could charge a premium for that positioning as opposed to during the game.
Right. 6 seconds. Well, Fox tested this format with their target audience recently during the Teen Choice Awards. This was in August. The New York Times posted this clip of the commercial break.
Stick around. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Give me a G. Give me an O.
Hot mess, eat a Snickers. Your body is changing into a body that needs Old Spice.
This fall, Empire moves to 8, followed by Lee Daniels Star at 9, Wednesday, September 27th on Fox.
Dad puts people like us in jail.
Wait, and when you're in jail, do you get something in your armpits? I mean, that was a lot of information in 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's like being beaten to death with croutons. It's just an endless series of visuals flashing in front of your eyes. But look what they did in 30 seconds. They got two commercials in and two promos for other Fox programs. So it's efficient and it tells people, don't go away because we're coming right back.
Right, so you feel that things are going faster. But what happened, you know, how does this benefit marketers?
Marketers say that, you know, it makes them strip their message down. These ads aren't to provide information. These ads are for brand recognition.
Well, you know what? This is so perfect for the age of Twitter. You know, they're already tweeting.
Exactly. And so, you know, you're compressing these things. And, you know, marketers say, look, if people don't know who you are, they're not going to give you the time of day, never mind 15 or 30 seconds. So 6 seconds says, we're here. And then maybe you have a chance in other venues, other platforms to provide more information or to expand on your image.
We'll talk more about the economics and the financial sense for broadcasting cable networks.
Well, it's good economics because basically they're charging the same for a 6 second spot as they charge for a 15 second spot. So you get 40% of the time for the same amount of money. So I think, you know, there's not that many of them out there right now, but I think if they get some traction, networks, cable and broadcast networks will find them appealing because economically they could be good news.
So might fans because they've complained about commercial breaks. This will speed up the game. It's good for the game, some would say.
Right. A lot of people think of NFL football games are an endless series of commercials interrupted by a forward pass. So, you know, they want to speed up as much as they can. They want to reduce the number of commercial breaks. And by doing shorter ads, they can do that.
And they might even use a play clock after the extra point, move the game faster. So it's all going to be fast forward. John Carroll, media analyst for Here and Now and a mass communications professor at Boston University on these new 6 second ads, this fast paced life we're embarking on. John, thank you.
Thank you.